Next on the 5 o'clock report.
We're going to raise it back to 28%.
It appears all of the adults were connected.
Training should never end. Training should always be ongoing as the world evolves every day.
Ask for a case to celebrate starting this gender transition.
I did not come to deliver the people from Rome.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. HHS is asking the Pentagon for more help in temporarily housing unaccompanied migrant children. Press Secretary John requests for a temporary facility at Camp Roberts in California. Victor Meñajarez with the National Center for Border Security says cartels are streamlining the process from Central America.
This is very well organized, and they're certainly exploiting what's going on, not only the policy loopholes, but then they're exploiting that humanitarian aspect.
Two military camps in Texas are already being used to help take care of migrant kids. The Biden administration says it's humane not to turn folks away. Police in Southern California say the suspect and an adult female are at a local hospital in critical but stable condition following last night's mass shooting. DA Todd Spitzer.
And it appears that a little boy died in his mother's arms as she was trying to save him during this horrific massacre.
Orange Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott.
It appears all of the adults were connected either by business or a personal relationship.
The Wednesday evening attack deemed the worst mass shooting Orange, California has faced in more than 20 years. President Biden touting his $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls a Trojan horse that conceals tax hikes and more borrowed money. Mr. Biden advocates a corporate tax hike over the current 21%.
We're going to raise it back to up to 28%. No one should be able to complain about that. It's still lower than what that rate was between World War II and 2017.
President Biden unveiling the plan in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Just doing that one thing will generate $1 trillion in additional revenue over 15 years.
Republicans say the plan will kill the economy.
I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and green energy. And it really is not an honest conversation we're having about what this proposal is.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says just 25% of the president's plan actually goes toward infrastructure. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has reversed Trump-era policies that largely ban transgender people from serving in the military. We get details from Greg Clugston.
New Defense Department regulations allow transgender people who meet military standards to enlist and serve openly in their self-identified gender. The rules also offer them wider access to medical care and assistance with gender transition. The changes come after a two-month Pentagon review and fall in line with President Biden's support of transgenderism. Social and religious conservative leaders have raised concerns about the administration's stance.
In Minnesota, the trial of an ex-Minneapolis cop continues, today marking the fourth day of witness testimony against Derek Chauvin, who now stands accused of killing George Floyd last May. Pfizer trial results show the COVID-19 vaccine is effective against the South African variant of the virus. The company reporting the shot is 90% effective 6 months after volunteers got their second dose. The drug maker says this new data is likely sufficient for the vaccine to meet FDA criteria for full approval. Still to come this Thursday, turning in reform plans in New York, bringing comfort to the courtroom in Pennsylvania, and watching the Ministry of Jesus on the small screen.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life forecast, a regional view. Our forecast for tonight, patchy clouds and cold, starlight and lake flurries around, the dusting in places, low temperatures dropping toward 20. Tomorrow, cold day, but morning clouds, couple of flurries giving way to sunshine, high in the 30s to near 40. Saturday turning milder, sunshine, then increasing clouds, high near 50. Could be a shower Saturday night. Easter Sunday starts cloudy, maybe a little bit of drizzle, then becoming partly sunny with moderate afternoon temperatures.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania expanding eligibility for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting April 19th, every adult in PA who wants the shot will be able to get it.
April and May will be nothing like February and March.
State Senator Art Haywood says the vaccine supply has ramped up in the Commonwealth. Health Secretary Allison Beam.
Pennsylvania is again adapting. The beginning this week through the next 2 weeks, Providers are reporting an increase in available appointments.
In the Empire State, anyone over age 16 can schedule their COVID-19 vaccine appointment starting this coming Tuesday. Today's the deadline in New York State, and Watkins Glen has finalized its police reform plan. Sergeant in charge Ethan Mosier tells WETM he's been working round the clock to hammer out the details.
I'm going to try to implement some more trainings. You can't have enough trainings in law enforcement. We're a small staff agency, but training should never end. Training should always be ongoing. As the world evolves every day, we should be progressing with those changes as well.
The department has also added a new officer complaint policy with a form that can be submitted directly to the board. And less than 25 miles away, lawmakers in Ithaca have voted unanimously to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety. Mayor Savante Myrick calls it a bold start.
To create an entirely new superstructure that we can use to attack the problems of systemic bias in the criminal justice system.
Anthony Solfaro with the State Union of Police Association says Ithaca has just jeopardized public safety and demonized the men and women in blue.
To say that we feel betrayed and that we are angry is an understatement. The stress being experienced by our members and their families due to this recent news is immense and palpable.
In response to Governor Cuomo's order for communities to come up with game plans to change policing, Ithaca's reform plan has garnered national attention. Calling on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to allow calming comfort dogs to come into the courtroom. Family Life's Terry Diener.
Pennsylvania and 40 other states have allowed vulnerable witnesses like children to use comfort dogs in specific cases. However, Pennsylvania law has nothing on the books defining whether such dogs officially can or can't be used in court. Supporters of the proposal believe comfort dogs offer an added benefit of enhancing the truth-seeking process. The opposition argues that comfort dogs could be a distraction to the jury and could cause undue sympathy for the witness. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Thank you, Terry. Next at 5, we talk with Kate Anderson with Alliance Defending Freedom. She fills us in on the latest court case against Colorado cake baker Jack Phillips.
No one should be forced to create speech that violates their core convictions. They should have no one force them to do that. And that's what this case is about. On the day that the Supreme Court agreed to hear Jack Phillips' first case, Gardena, a transgender attorney from the Denver area, contacted Jack and requested a custom cake to celebrate Scardina's gender transition. Because of Jack's religious belief, Masterpiece declined that request, and that triggered a 3+ year legal case against Jack Phillips that culminated in a trial during the last week or so.
So this recent case, is this at the state level in Colorado?
Yes. So what happened was Scardina pursued this case initially through the Commission of Colorado. The Civil Rights Commission did pursue Jack for a while and then dropped that case sometime after the Supreme Court ruled in Jack's favor, upholding Jack's religious freedom to determine what cakes can and cannot create. But then after that case was dismissed, Gardena sued Jack personally and sued Masterpiece Cake Shop, asking for over $100,000 over this cake request related to a gender transition.
Wow. So have the court appearances now wrapped up in Denver in this case?
The court proceedings are done for now. There will be some documents filed with the court, and we'll be awaiting a decision in the next few weeks to months.
Now, is ADF currently defending Jack Phillips? I saw something about another attorney, Sean Gates.
Absolutely. ADF is still defending Jack, was defending him at this trial. We also brought in an allied attorney who has worked with us in the past, Sean Gates, and he came alongside us to help defend Jack.
Great. Do you think the 2018 Supreme Court ruling will also apply to the refusal to make this gender transition cake?
It absolutely should. The state of Colorado has, through that decision, been told that they have a rule in place that says that if an artist like Jack gets a request to create a message that is offensive to that artist, the artist doesn't need to create it. And Colorado has applied that rule to other cake artists who were asked to make messages that offended them. So very much we're hopeful that the court will apply that rule here and uphold Jack's ability to live according to his religious beliefs and not have to create expression that violates his core conviction.
Jack Phillips has been standing up for his beliefs since 2012 in the court realm. How has this battle impacted Jack personally?
He's received hateful comments, death threats, all kinds of things. And this idea of this cancel culture movement to try to stop somebody that someone just disagrees with is wrong. There's been a severe impact on Jack's business. It's been really hard for him. He used to have 10 full-time employees, and now he's down to just him and his daughter full-time. So the kind of impact these cases can have on people is severe. We live in a pluralistic society, and one would hope that we can agree to disagree on certain matters and uphold everyone's freedom to create art according to their own beliefs.
That's ADF's Kate Anderson, and a reminder to pray for Jack Phillips and the protection of biblical beliefs. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks moving higher today with the S&P 500 climbing above the 4,000 mark for the first time. The Dow is up 172 points, the NASDAQ adding 233, and the S&P 500 gained 47. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
Are you having trouble staying on budget? Would a little extra cash help? Well, here are five ways to get it, and they're all legal. First, drive for a ride-sharing company like Uber or Lyft. You could make around $12 an hour. Or take smartphone pictures of things requested by ad companies. Snapwire, Dreamstime, and Scoopshot pay up to $75 for each picture they accept. You could also have your car wrapped in advertising and make up to $400 a month. Or if you have practical skills, become a handy person for maybe $10 or $12 an hour. And finally, become a tutor. Maybe you play drums or you're a whiz with Microsoft Word. Teach someone else. Odds are you can do one of those things to make a little extra cash.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life, Sunny Delphiette.
Thank you, Tracy. It's time to play ball in Major League Baseball. Opening day across the league, all 30 clubs were scheduled on the diamond. First, the action started in the Bronx.
Like, we go to like 25 games a year. So to go from that to not going to any, oh my goodness.
The players are ready for the fans. The fans are ready to be fans again. It just feels good to be back in the Bronx.
The Yankees and Blue Jays went to extra innings. The Jays winning 3-2-10. Elsewhere in the snow in Cleveland.
Is that a Pinocchio?
One sky to right. Deep and gone! Miguel Cabrera's 350th is a Tiger!
Detroit winning 3-2. The Pirates are leading the Cubs. The Phillies are up on Atlanta. The Mets get ready to open their season, locking up new shortstop Francisco Lindor long-term. The four-time All-Star agreed to a 10-year, $341 million deal to remain in New York. But the Mets game against the Nationals today and tomorrow postponed due to COVID. For Family Life, I'm Sunny Delphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, Earl. And here is your Family Life forecast. Well, the storm system that produced several inches of snow across parts of our region, up to 4 or 5 inches in some of the higher elevations of north-central Pennsylvania and south-central New York, has departed. Lake flurries will be fading, and although tomorrow looks cold, the remainder of the Easter weekend looks to turn milder. Our forecast for tonight, patchy clouds and cold, starlight and lake flurries around, and dusting in places. Low temperatures dropping toward 20. Tomorrow, cold day, but morning clouds, couple of flurries giving way to sunshine, high in the 30s to near 40. Saturday turning milder, sunshine, then increasing clouds, high near 50. Could be a shower Saturday night. Easter Sunday starts cloudy, maybe a little bit of drizzle, then becoming partly sunny with moderate afternoon temperatures.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, The Chosen continues to bring the life of Christ to the small screen with the season 2 premiere set for Easter Sunday.
The hatred and racism and biasness existed then like it does now, and we were able to see Jesus actually do his work.
Executive producer Daryl Eves admits production has been tricky due to the COVID outbreak.
When we made it free last year during the pandemic, it brought in enough money to fund season 2.
The Chosen remains the largest crowdfunded production ever, with more than 100 million views. And the message?
I did not come to deliver the people from Rome.
And from what?
From sin.
While producers say season 3 is planned, you can have a season or a lifetime with Jesus just by asking. That's the world we live in this Maundy Thursday, the 1st of April. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
The 5 O'Clock Report was sponsored in part by support from the Weed Family and New Hope Mills Store and Cafe in Auburn, New York. They offer.